Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there.
Say something nice to me.
Nice? You want me to say something nice?
Why should I do that?
Listen, buddy, it is National Compliment Day.
It's National Compliment Day.
National Compliment Day.
You're not that ugly.
Try again.
You're not fat. You're big bone.
You're not good at this.
You're not good at this.
Here, listen to these words.
Listen.
Your smile.
It brightens up the room.
You're the most beautiful, most amazing woman ever.
Well, that's a compliment.
Now that's a compliment.
Okay, my friend.
That's a compliment.
It's showtime.
Hand out those compliments today. Tell somebody something nice. Say something nice about their hair, or about their clothes, or how nice they are, how thoughtful they are.
Any cashier, anything, just spread the kindness wherever you can.
Boy, the cashiers, there's so many of those I feel sorry for. You ever been in line watching a cashier just get abused by somebody?
Absolutely.
I the longer I'm there, the angrier I get.
I've been the person getting abused as well.
I know you've had that experience. You know, when I was a kid, I worked at a grocery store, and I got my fair share of it, too, because I was very often found myself running the register.
People don't realize it. It is a thing. When you are the one spending the money, you hold this power that you don't realize when you're checking out, and you're executing that power sometimes, and you come off rude or demanding, and you don't realize it. But hello. Pay more attention. Be self-aware.
I'm so super conscious of it. I would never do that to anyone.
I'm hyper, like, fixated on how I act.
The reason is because the both of us have been on the receiving end of it. So many people have not. That's why my dad used to say, and I so agree with this, every young person should be required to work a job that involves working directly with the public for 1 year.
Absolutely. Customer service to a T. I mean, you'll learn your own customer service.
Exactly. You will learn valuable lessons, valuable life lessons to be learned. 12 minutes after 6, a lot to get to today, including country stars getting arrested.
Yeah. Oh, man.
George Burge first. This is Mine on You.
Well, baby, you're a wildfire. It'll let me turn the
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. It's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. I am stiff like I've been laying on bricks all night last night.
Let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. I go to get a cookie. Okay.
Okay, there was your first mistake.
Right. Well, I made, we bought cookies like 2 weeks ago and I never made them. So I made 5 last night. Just 5 of them. So everybody can have a look.
And how many were left when you went for your cookie?
All of them, because I was the first one to grab them, because the guys didn't know I made them. So anyways, I grabbed one, I passed
out. How can there be cookies made in the house and no one knows they made? I could smell a cookie a mile away.
I don't know how he missed that. Mainly when I say he, I mean Danny. Anyways, I grab the cookies, I pass them out, and I head over to the couch to sit down. Now, Frank's in my seat on the couch, so it's almost bedtime. I'm letting him chill there. I go to the other side. The way I sit down, Dale, I am through and through a crisscross applesauce girl, and one of my legs is going to bend if I'm going to sit.
Right.
I can't help it. It's underneath me or anything. So I go to take my right leg and bend it under me, and when I took, I could vomit from trying to explain it, the feeling again. My leg locked up in the bend behind my knee. It felt like the bones were trying to come out of my leg. When I bent this, I hit the floor, cookie goes flying, and I screamed. And Dave's like, are you all right? And I'm like, I can't explain it. My knee locked up, my leg, I don't know. He literally had to scoop his arms under me and lift me straight up to extend my leg back out. I could not. It was it wasn't even a cramp. It was worse than that, Dale. And I am in so much pain today. And of course, I have no pickles, no pickle juice in my fridge to take a little sip on. I've been trying to massage it. I don't know what I did. It was the wildest feeling. And I literally thought my knee bent inward. That's how this felt.
Well, you know, your youth is over, right?
Oh, God, don't I know it.
Just let you know, straight up at 6:07, your youth is over.
She talks about the future like she's flipping.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Well, I'm hoping you can wake us up this morning.
We're in a lot of pain.
Yeah, I hear that. How about a little Foggy Mountain Breakdown?
Yeah, Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Now, are you asking me to play it on my banjo, or do you want me to just play the song?
Well, you know, I didn't know you could play the banjo.
Well, I don't know if you could call it playing, but, you know, it's like, it's funny. I don't care where you are. If you pull out a banjo, it takes somebody 8 seconds to go, Foggy Mountain Breakdown. I don't care where you are. Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Well, I have to get with you. Maybe you can teach me how to play that banjo.
You don't want me teaching you, man. I'll see what I can do about warming you up.
Thank you, bro.
All right, I'll see you.
Have a good.
Bye. All right, just a piece. Just a little taste. Yeah. And that's Earl Scruggs. This is the real thing. Yeah.
Show next.
Sponsored by
Pana, just like you always said we would.
True Crime Stories, Country Music Edition. you go in a bar, you never know what's going to happen. Chris Young was in a place called the Dog House on Monday night. And the agents of the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission were coming in to do one of their little spot inspections. And Chris was in there, and so were some other people. And these guys had no idea who Chris Young was. They didn't recognize him. And I guess Chris was just wanting to see some ID or say something to him. And he reached out, and he touched one of them on the shoulder, you know, like, hey, mate, hang on a second. Well, the guy didn't like that, and he shoved him, pretty stiff shove, and Chris got caught up in a table and a chair, and he fell over backwards, you know, kind of a Three Stooges fall over some chairs and a table. And after they finished their little thing, they arrested him for disorderly conduct, assaulting an officer, and resisting arrest.
I have to say, I just thank goodness that there's cameras in that bar, because you could see it. To even arrest him for that is, in my opinion, is ridiculous. You see what happens? He doesn't seem like he's haggling him. He doesn't even seem angry.
Doesn't seem aggressive.
No, his hands are in his pockets. He looks very almost polite looking in the video. And, you know, like you said, he just kind of reached out to kind of say, hey, hold on a second. And it kind of ended up touching him. But that shove was ridiculous. That was using whatever power you thought you had way too forcefully. Also, yeah, why were they not in uniform? Why did they not wear like a badge around their neck or show a badge? And I also was reading that they took a picture of Chris Young's ID, and he wasn't comfortable with that. Can't blame him. He's Chris Young. That's his personal information. And so he was trying to figure out, like, why did you take a picture of my ID? That was his biggest thing. That's why he followed them to the second bar. Because he's like, there's no, why do you need to take a picture of my ID? And of course, they're not giving him answers because I guess they don't have to.
Yeah.
But hopefully, when he has that court date next month, they'll kind of drop all the stuff after watching those videos. There's several angles.
After they arrested him, he got out on bond. $250 for the disorderly conduct charge, $1,000 for resisting arrest, and $1,250 for the assault charge. He goes to court on February 16th.
Kind of say the minor charges. And I posted the video. If you want to see it, it's on my Instagram, and it's on the Wolf Facebook page at 93.1 The Wolf. My Instagram, AnnieCamp_on air. I post a little, what do you think about this kind of video? So if you want to see it for yourself. And, you know, Chris, I It's not smart to go looking for the answers in the bottom of a glass.
So true. But once you see the video, you'll go, oh, this is way out of line.
Yeah.
Those guys, no question. On a power trip, going to show you what I can do.
At least the fines were chump change.
Yeah, for him anyway.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife and lips to it. No way it was that last night. No way it was that last night.
Fun event coming up for you. We're going to be making some cards for the troops. Touch the Troops, if you're new to the show, that's a little card-making event that we do to send cards and messages of support to troops stationed all around the world and their families, focusing a little bit more on the kids this year. And we've got our second card-making event coming Saturday.
So Saturday you'll find Dale and I 10 a.m. to noon at Tucker's Grill in Hornytown. And like Dale said, we'll be making cards for the troops and their families, and we'll have all the supplies there for you, so you don't have to bring anything but yourself and the family, and come on and eat and make a card with us.
And if you've already made cards, you can bring them and drop them off. We'll make sure they get where they're going, and if you're a business and stuff, we'll come pick them up.
And again, this event is free.
The best price ever.
Yeah, all supplies provided. So something fun to come do. Give yourself something to do on Saturday morning. Get out of the house.
And the good news is we now have stickers.
Yeah!
They're stickers. I love stickers. I don't care. You're never too old for stickers.
You're never too old for stickers, Dale.
We'll provide those too. Saturday morning, 10 to noon, Tucker's Grill.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces.
Today's top
one, three. Oh, thank you, Kermie.
You're welcome.
So I'd just like to shout this out. Salvation Army and A Cleaner World have done their whole supporting families in Greater Winston-Salem by donating to their Give a Kid a Coat campaign. It's going on now. You can drop off those gently used coats at any Cleaner World location, and they're going to professionally clean them and then donate them. And if you need a coat, you can visit the website for A Cleaner World to find a distribution location near you.
Yeah, but don't go without a coat. If you got a kid that needs a coat, you can get one.
And if you've got tons or you feel like you need to clean out the house, now is the time, and you're going to make a difference in somebody's life, keeping them warm. So Dolly Parton, I was talking about her, you know, stumbling in the kitchen, but she's not pouring that cup of ambition.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, she's mixing up something new. She's got some breakfast stuff she just rolled out. Now, if you've noticed, she's been with Duncan Hines, and you've seen, like, I think a pineapple upside down cake. There's, like, brownies, another kind of cake she's already had in store.
I love pineapple upside down cake.
Who doesn't? She had muffin mixes and stuff like that. But now, she's expanding her line into breakfast. So,
God, I love a big breakfast.
This as follows. Buttermilk pancake mix. Blueberry muffin and bread mix.
Yes.
Banana nut muffin and bread mix.
Sure, why not?
Cinnamon swirl crumb cake and muffin mix.
Bring it.
Favorite chocolate cake mix and the favorite yellow cake mix.
Sure, why not?
And those are inspired by Dolly's recipes from home. She's so cute in these photos. But yeah, you can purchase these in store, and I'm excited for them.
Y'all sound delicious.
And do. I'm hungry. I woke up hungry this morning. All right. Last but not least, there is going to be a new store that opens up tomorrow in Friendly Center. They have been working on it diligently, stocking and putting out all the inventory, and they were able to move up their opening date. And that is...
If you hadn't heard about this, you're going to flip.
It's a Carhartt store.
All Carhartt, wall to wall.
The grand opening is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. is Carhartt's grand opening in Friendly Center. So I'm sure they'll have some discount coupons, first 100 something. I'm sure something like that's going to go on. But my biggest question is, do you think that they'll have the clearance section yet?
I don't know, but I guarantee you one thing. You'll be able to find some of that fancier Carhartt stuff that you see online mm-hmm. that you normally don't see in the stores that carry a Carhartt section. I bet they have it in the Carhartt store.
All right. I'm excited. Very excited.
I'm down with that. Of course, everybody wants to do Carhartt stuff till it's time to do Carhartt stuff.
Amen.
Do what with what?
No.
If I wanted to be why I pick a fence, then hearts like.
I believe most people are good.
Couple minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Coming this weekend,
we are doing Girl Scout shout outs Friday mornings all the way through cookie season. And if you would love to have your troop shouted out, or you want to know where to buy cookies, you can go to our Facebook page at 93.1 The Wolf. They are pinned at the top of our Facebook page is the Girl Scout shout out post. Drop your troop number, what date you're going to be somewhere, the location and the times, or drop your cookie link so people can shop online and people can also check out to go find out where the cookies are going to be.
Goodbye, strong out on the lawn.
Ride to work with the Wolf. Chris Young got himself arrested on Monday night.
I guess he didn't listen to those voices in his head. You know, Grandpa saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. So I'm just kidding. I told you, Dale, that wasn't the end of my puns earlier.
I hope that was the end.
No, I might have another one up my sleeve. Now, as you may have heard, or if you haven't heard, Chris Young was arrested and basically drunken disorderly conduct, essentially, in a Nashville bar. He was in a... what was the name of the first bar he was in? I know you know. You were saying it earlier.
Well, he started at the Tin Roof, and then he ends up at the Doghouse.
So in Tin Roof, walks in some ABC board, basically,
yeah,
kind of.
This is the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
Thank you. And they walked into the first bar, and I guess they were checking IDs, making sure they had the licenses, everything like that.
Weren't over-serving.
Right. But I guess while in there, they took a photo of Chris Young's ID. And I think he was a little taken aback by it because these guys weren't in uniforms. They weren't showing badges. And he was just kind of like, what's going on? Why you need my ID? And so I guess when they didn't comply, respond to him, and engage with him, they went to the next bar. He decided he was going to follow them. I feel as though he did this because he's Chris Young. They've got his personal information on their phones now or whatever. And they still are not showing proof of who they are. And so he follows him in there, and there's videos to back this up, but it seems as though he's very almost polite. He doesn't look like he's trying to start anything, but he followed these guys, hands in his pockets, and you can see him kind of questioning them. And we find that he's asking them about his ID or whatever, and if they could show some ID of their own because they're out of uniform. And you can see them trying to walk out. And Chris kind of put his hand out almost to say, like, hey, hold on, stop for a second. But he kind of also grazed the shoulder of the first, what are they called, officers?
Yeah, that's their title.
Yes. And so at that moment, the officer shoved him, and they shoved him. He fell kind of back into a chair and bar situation and then fell on the ground. And then he gets up with his hands up, like, I'm not here to do anything. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. Like, I was just asking. You can just kind of tell he's very defenseless. And a whole swarm of people kind of jump in to try to break up what happens. But he gets arrested for that. And it's basically, he was charged with disorderly conduct, assaulting an officer, resisting arrest. He has been released because he, you know, paid his little bonds or whatever. They were small to him kind of bonds, $1,200, $2,500 kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy watching the footage for yourself. You know, I feel like there's only ever footage when you don't need it. So I think in this case, it's nice to see that he has some footage to maybe.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back up what really went on.
Or the footage is so blurry you can't even see what's going on in most cases. Yeah. I don't know why that is anymore. Yeah. But these look to be HD cameras.
Yeah, these are good cameras, multiple angles. So I think that after his, you know, court case in February, he'll be off the hook. This just kind of goes to show you, though, too, with these camera angles. Hey, maybe if your business has some grainy footage, maybe it's time to upgrade so that any moment in time you can back up whatever happened, because you can't lie with what's on camera.
Go to Costco and get your system. It's in a box. It's HD.
But yeah, so I like I said, posted multiple angles. I wanted people's opinions. I put it on our Facebook page, 93.1 The Wolf. I also have shared it. Not to our Wolf Instagram yet, but to my personal one at AnnieCamp_on air if you want to see the reel for yourself. But a lot of people, you know, are torn between, you know, oh, it's another country singer acting disorderly in a bar. And they're torn between, hey, this guy didn't look like he did much wrong. So all I got to say is, if we can give Sam Hunt a pass on drinking and driving, we should be able to let this guy slide. That's all I'm going to say.
What do you think? Have you seen it? Go watch it. You can also call 799-WOLF. We're always here.
You got a fast car.
It's The Wolf. We're talking about Chris Young getting arrested on Monday night. He was charged with disorderly conduct, assaulting an officer, and resisting arrest after a little weird altercation in a bar called The Doghouse.
And, you know, we... We said we had the real story. You know, there's all these people kind of painting as a villain, but we think that he really was just a normal guy trying to handle a normal situation and it went out of hand. Yeah. But leave the internet no time to come out. I knew somebody was going to remix one of his songs to go along with this situation. So without
Chris Young's hanging at the tin roof. If you live in Nashville, that's nothing new. But the cops, they showed up, and I guess Chris was just a little too drunk, 'cause he got mad for showing his ID. This didn't have to go on TMZ, but his night out of the house, the whole world's gonna know. His friends should have thought about getting him home.
That's some guy named Young Nashville, I think is what his handle is.
Thank you so much, internet, for never failing us. And, you know, if this was a normal person, we'd know nothing of this altercation. Birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And Mandale, I just had my first sip of coffee. That first sip of coffee feeling is almost as good as celebrating a birthday.
Okay.
All right. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating. Levi Stone of Roxboro is 1 year old today. 1 year. Makes me want to say years, but 1 year old. And so is Waylon Grooms of Kernersville. So 2 1-year olds today.
They should get together and have a country music group and call it Levi and Waylon.
Cute. And the cool last name, Stone and Grooms. I mean, this. Get them together, y'all.
Yeah.
Also celebrating, happy birthday to Bryson Park of Randleman, who is 5 years old. I hope that's not an actual park that I just shouted out in Randleman.
I don't think so.
Jason Green of Winston-Salem celebrating along with Irene Neal of Summerfield, Tyler Logan of High Point, Vicky Marlin of Blues Creek, Melinda Forns of Burlington, Bobby Bean of Lexington, Alan Stewart of Burlington, Kent McGuire of Lexington, Melinda Forbes from Mebane, Heather Shaw of Archdale, Jessica Goins. Is it Goins or Goins?
People say it differently. I always see it and I say Goins.
Goins. Okay. Jessica Goings of Ashburn.
I'm sure someone will let you know if you mispronounced it.
Ashley Keith of Ram Sewer. Judy Gwynn of Sandy Ridge is 82 today. Miss Judy. Happy birthday, gal.
Judy. Still Judy. Rocking it.
Yeah. Justin Williams of Mount Airy. Adam Byerly of Lexington. Cody Bennett of Westfield. Stephanie Waldock of Burlington. And I love this name, Marshy Stevens of Gibsonville. Now, Marshy, is that short for marshmallow? If not, it should be. Get on the list now. Get your birthday celebrated or shout out somebody else on their special day. All you got to do is DM us on Facebook at 93.1 The Wolf or text 799-WOLF. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Straight up, 8 o'clock in the Triad. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Camp, and it's time to play Annie Knows Everybody for tickets to the world's toughest rodeo presented by Cinch. What callers are going to be today?
Caller 18.
Caller 18 right now at 799-WOLF. Caller 18 at 799-WOLF. Going to play Annie Knows Everybody for tickets to the Cinch, world's toughest rodeo at the LJBM. Going to be fun. Get to wear your cowboy stuff. Caller 18. Come on. Today's top one, three. Go.
Now, I'm sure you hung around to hear what Dolly's doing in the kitchen, but you're going to wait a second. Salvation Army and A Cleaner World aren't calling you to do a spring cleaning. I mean, it's not spring yet, but I guess you could do a little closet clean out.
Yeah.
Supporting families in Greater Winston-Salem by donating to A Cleaner World's Give a Kid a Coat campaign, which is going on now. I saw the big sign off of Union Cross yesterday, and I said, that is great for the top three. Sometimes we forget that. Or it gives you the motivation to go and clean your closet out so that you can give back to somebody else instead of throwing them out to Goodwill.
Which you know needs to be done.
Yeah. So drop off those gently used coats, any location, a Cleaner World location, for, and they'll professionally clean them, and then they'll donate them to the right people. And if you need a coat, you can go to the Cleaner World's website, or I'm sure Salvation Army, and find distribution locations near you. Please utilize this if you need a jacket or your babies need a jacket. Please.
Yeah, they're like new.
Now I'll let you talk about Dolly. Dolly. She has stumbled to the kitchen and is expanding baking mixes into breakfast. Now, if you've noticed in the dessert aisle, she works with Duncan Hines to come up with some stuff like her yellow cake mixes. And one of my favorites is the, I think it was like a pineapple upside down cake. It just looks so good on the box. Now, I've been on a diet since I was 12, so I have not tried one of her mixes yet. But every time I go to the store, I'm like, today's going to be the day. And then I pick it up and I put it down. But they look so cute in that little pink box. They're Dolly pink and I love them. Anyways, the breakfast lineup, buttermilk pancakes, blueberry muffin and bread mix, banana nut muffin and bread mix. Yeah, I know. Cinnamon swirl crumb cake and muffin mix.
Yes, please.
Favorite chocolate cake mix and the favorite yellow cake mix. And they're both inspired by her favorite cake recipes there. And so now you can shop her Bake Like a Rockstar baking collection.
Yeah, I love just that yellow cake with chocolate icing.
Oh, man.
So good.
So good. And she even has icing with her stuff. And yellow cake chocolate icing is my mom's favorite, too. Her absolute favorite cake. And last but not least, there's a new spot in Friendly Center that's going to open tomorrow, the grand opening.
This is huge.
And they've been working on it very hard. They've been diligently, like, stocking and putting out all the inventory, and they were able to bump up their opening date. Now, that's pretty cool. With that said, stop in the Friendly Center tomorrow at 10 a.m. for Carhartt's grand opening.
A whole store full of Carhartt.
I know. And the sad thing is, though, there will be no clearance section yet.
I guess not. But the thing is, I said this earlier, you see a lot of cool Carhartt stuff online that you don't see anywhere else. I'll bet you can find it in the Carhartt store.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely have to make a stop out there and check that out.
Look what they've done with that brand.
I know.
It was just a work guy stuff.
Now it's a way of life.
It's almost like the Stanley thing. Stanley was just work guys getting thermoses to keep their coffee hot all day.
Well, Carhartt started making cute stuff and marketing towards women, which makes other people want to buy it. Okay. Yeah. If you want to sell something, market it towards a female and make it cute.
True that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's the top three things I think you needed to know today.
That Carhartt store is the main thing as far as I'm concerned. Although that yellow cake with chocolate icing sounds good, but
yeah, it does.
Hammer and a nail, my name and make it yours.
It's the Wolf Girl Scout shout-outs coming Friday.
I'm so excited for this. I love spreading the knowledge here about where you can get your cookies this cookie season. So, we have started on Friday mornings doing the Girl Scout shout out because we want to know where you can buy your cookies on the weekends because everybody's looking. And so we created a little post on our Facebook page. It's pinned to the top of it and it says Girl Scout shout outs. And there you'll see a ton of comments of where some troops are going to be all over the triad and what days they're going to be there and how long. They also are dropping their cookie links so you can shop online and order them right to your door or for delivery by one of the troops themselves. And, so if you want to add your troop, if you're looking for some cookies, you can go to our Facebook page right now to the Girl Scout Shoutouts and search or drop your info there. We're looking for your troop number, what day you're going to be out, the times, and what location. And Friday mornings will shout you out for the coming weekend. So I think we've got like 70 or 80 comments rolling right now. Tons of places to get cookies. So if you're a Girl Scout, or you have a troop, or you know a troop, or you want cookies, our Facebook page is the place to be right now. Girl Scout shout outs coming Friday morning.
Please don't be sold out of Caramel Delights when I roll up. I don't know if you've seen this stuff showing up on your feed or if you've seen it in some of the pop culture news where Reese Witherspoon was making snow cream or whatever and stuff, and people were jumping on it going, ooh, that's nasty. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Shut up.
Hold on. Hold the phone. First of all, people act like they had never heard of snow cream or know what it is. Yeah, second of all, why is it nasty?
Yeah, it's like, oh, the pollutants and the blah, 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 and the
you
snow.
Drink tap water, babies.
Yeah, if you're drinking out of your tap or if you've eaten a hot dog, you've eaten worse stuff than what you're going to get in some snow cream.
Snow cream is delicious.
But man, some people put her on blast about how nasty it was to be making snow cream and snow shakes and that kind of stuff. Just shut up. Stop.
You let the pollutants fall in the first half of the snow. Then you put the bowl out to collect the better half of the snow.
Yeah, that first snow cleans out the pollutants and the good stuff comes after that.
I can't believe people are bashing her for that.
She wasn't scraping it up off a driveway. I mean,
pulling it off the grass over some dog poop.
No. It's like snow's piled up. It's just like, but people were just like, ugh, ooh, ugh.
Again, head over to a factory where one of your favorite ice creams are made, and I'm sure it's the cleanest place you've ever ventured.
You like sausage? Go to the sausage plant.
The smell alone.
No one wants to see how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
Would you rather eat the snow cream, or would you rather do that?
Yeah, once again, y'all been to McDonald's.
And I'm not up. I'm not some Reese Witherspoon fan. It doesn't matter to me. But I mean, if you ain't never heard of snow cream, what rock you been under? And second, why? It's not nasty.
No.
Again, you eat a hot dog. You're eating worse stuff than you would be in a snow cream. I just saw that and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
There's something that always makes somebody mad somewhere.
Yeah. Luke Combs, it's the new one.
My big brother rode an Indian scout.
Private concert for you and your crew from Luke Bryan.
Here we go. Time to qualify for that trip. Woo, what a nice one that would be. You and four friends seeing Luke Bryan. Here's your word, truck, T-R-U-C-K. That's truck, T-R-U-C-K.
Take the word truck and head to the website, 931wolfcountry.com, where you'll see Luke Bryan's face. You can click on that. Enter in the word truck for your chance to win.
Truck, T-R-U-C-K. Good luck.
93.1 The Wolf.
All right, that's it. Wake Up with the Wolf Show on the way out. Katie's on the way in and another chance to win a totally private 2024 concert number 4 with you and 4 friends to see the Luke Bryan in concert. Just you guys, selfies, talking, chatting, the whole thing.
And he is the special guest on the Superstar Power Hour, so you can listen to that later today at 2 o'clock. Also, don't forget, it is Touch the Troop season, our Tucker's Grill event coming up on Saturday, but we still need your help to get these cards in by our deadline. So please, please, please head to 931wolfcountry.com and see what you can do to pitch in on creating letters for military service members and their families.
You can download a coloring sheet, and if you come to Tucker's Grill on Saturday from 10 to noon, you don't have to bring anything, just bring yourself, because we have everything, including a fresh supply of stickers for you to use. So yeah. Come on and join us. Also, tomorrow, you may be having problems at the grocery store, either impulse buying stuff or finding good stuff to eat. There's a new way to grocery shop.
Wow. I'll
tell you about that next. That's tomorrow on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Have yourself a great day. I'm sorry to tell you, though, we've got 3 straight days of clouds and rain coming up. Say goodbye, Annie.
Bye.
Baby, what's on your mind?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.